See you back for the next
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Dr. Betty Martini fighting for well over two decades the war against toxic sweeteners. And a young doctor, Dr. Joe Elid, here as well. Dr. Betty, September is Aspartame Awareness Month, and the website to go to is Mission Possible, MPWHI.com, MPWHI.com. What's the latest news dealing with toxic sweeteners and, say, the EFSA or the European Food Safety Agency, the FDA, and what's going on medical legally worldwide? What's happening?
Well, this is September, which is Aspartame Awareness Month. But what we're really trying to get people to do this time is not only to, just get it out of your house, and we tell people, take it back to the store. It really sets a position that you're willing to bring it back and that you don't want people to buy it, but also get it out of your body. A lot of people think, well, the FDA put this approved it, and yet anything that came from the FDA, I'd be questionable.
Right.
About as far as that's concerned. So they should see for themselves by getting off of it, and when their symptoms disappear, they'll know. You
right.
Remember, that's how we got it around the world, is this viral email when I was lecturing for the World Environmental Conference, got all over the world with Nancy Merkel's name on it. And
right.
So many people had all these diseases aspartame had that they thought, gee, I don't know if it's true or not. I guess a good way to find out is to get off of it. And as they did, they walked out of wheelchairs, the blind could see, the crippled could walk.
That sounds like out of the Bible, doesn't it?
Yeah, sounds like you're the resurrection. But
yeah.
You know what? If you just think about it, if people have any doubt in their mind, all they've got to do is to get off of it. We say, at least six weeks.
Right.
But usually, as soon as you start getting off of it, first the headaches go. I think the thing that after 30 years doing this that people tell me the most is the headaches go. They're the first to go. One in two on the FDA report are headaches and loss of balance. And I know when they gave me drugs with aspartame in it, there were times I couldn't walk across the room.
Right.
And I think that's why you see so many falling signs
right.
today in hospitals, because people are falling down. They can't stand up.
Right.
Because that's what this type of drug is. And so this is getting out. Take the FDA report off of our website, mpwhi.com. At the top, you'll see a little clip that says 92 symptoms. And look
right.
at them. And if you're on it, see how many you're on and see how many you're still on when you get off of it, and you'll understand that aspartame is not a food. It is a chemical poison, and
right.
you'll begin to live, a normal life. You don't take just your life in your hands. You take other people. Look at the pilots.
Yeah, whether you're operating a car or even pilots. Like pilots flying planes can't drink aspartame, or when the cabin depressurizes or at high altitude, they can actually have a seizure and actually lose control of the plane. I know
yes.
Top Gun pilots were told, don't drink aspartame when you're flying as a Top Gun. If you're a commercial pilot and they're drinking aspartame regularly, which some pilots do to stay slim, they actually get fatter, number one, because it raises blood insulin level. But it has all kinds of other toxic effects on vision, on their brain, and actually can cause non-motor and motor seizures. Now, I want to just deal with some science here. If you want to measure aspartame toxicity, I'm working with labs. In the next few weeks, I will probably have a lab I can actually measure anti-aspartame antibody levels against human serum albumin. Number two, we can do other imaging tests to look at your brain as to what's been affected. We can look at organic acids and metabolites and neurotransmitters in your platelets. we can look at a brain analysis of quantitative electroencephalogram called a Quig scan with Lexacor and their science doctor or PhD psychologist trained across the country. So this can be proven with absolute science. So what I want people to understand, it's not just conjecture that these are bad, and it's not just aspartame. It's adventame, it's azosulfam, it's sodium cyclamate. All of these toxins, including MSG and MSG-like things, for example, textured vegetable protein, which is another lie, I call it part of the nutritional liocracy. They're lying to us with so many pseudonyms for these toxins, and they're now putting it in everything, including even in regular oral medicine, where they say, well, we no longer have the regular, so we're moving to a generic, and we're adding to the generic these artificial toxic sweeteners, which sterilize you, feminize you, and cause cancer. I mean, what could be worse?
Well, first of all, going back to what you were talking about, Dr. Blaylock, very interesting article you might like to read. I guess it would be under sudden cardiac death rather than palate. You'll see a click that says palate alert, and then you'll see one that says sudden cardiac death, and it explains about palates dropping dead and why they are flying. That's one of the things. And the other things is, I think, I guess it's been a couple of months ago, but it's still on the net if you want to read it. There's an R from the American Enquirer, Terror in the Skies, you know, about pilots committing suicide and crashing the plane. They said it's like playing Russian roulette to get on a plane these days. So my point was that in everything, I know one man that had aspartame blackouts, are very familiar, and he had a blackout, drove six blocks, and I think three people I think he killed, and spent 5 years in prison because of it, because of an aspartame blackout. And you remember Bush, remember when he had his pretzel blackout? So blackouts and things like that. So it's not you when you're driving next to a car driving down the street. It could be a car driving at you that's asleep. And so many of them also have ended up in the hospital because of seizures. We had one, Betty Riley, that was on a big show like Oprah's. But she was on me with some of the doctors during that Nancy Markle thing. And she's driving along. She had her baby in the car. And she had a grand mal seizure. Ended up in the hospital. And then by the time that we had her on TV, her sight had come back. Because after that, the methanol had made her lose her sight. So think of all of the different occupations you can that aspartame affects when you walk out the front door. Don't consider yourself safe because, you know, when you're playing with guns like aspartame, you're talking about you're playing Russian roulette. You never know who's around the corner. You never know what they're on. You never know the drugs that they may be taking, perfectly legitimate drugs, but they're also taking illegitimate drugs that have aspartame in that interact, and they don't know what they're doing. So it's one way on Aspartame Awareness Month for people to understand that aspartame affects just about everything that that you're doing.
That's good. Dr. Betty, I want, because we've been talking about this for a number of months now, about aspartame and other toxic sweeteners. I'd like Dr. Joe Ela to ask a tough question. And again, I ask both you and anybody that's a co-host on my show to ask a scientific, technical, geopolitical, or other question that is mind-bendingly difficult. And I'll try to give you an immediate answer or breakdown of the problem to its constituent parts, because the greatest problem I find is that people don't ask tough enough questions or try to pursue not the answer but the questions that would otherwise frame and explain the paradoxes and the anomalies that are present in the current worldview we have. For example, why has aspartame been up for like, you know, decades, approaching four decades, and why has it been allowed to be there? Why, when the evidence is there that it's toxic, do agencies like the FDA support the idea of population reduction and so on? Why, when the toxicology is there, have they not already stopped it, like the European Food Safety Agency or agencies in Europe or elsewhere? And why do they actually migrate now into other medicines and even change the name so you can't even identify the same way as MSG? I'd like Dr. Joe or yourself to ask me any question you want on any issue, whether it's a toxicology, immunology, genetics, or other things, because people don't realize the most important thing is not that you think you have the answer, but you ask the best questions that will explain the anomalies that are the answer to a question we haven't asked yet. The anomalies and paradoxes are already looking at us, slapping us in the face, but we don't ask the right questions to frame those anomalies in the database and the behavior and everything right in front of us. Go ahead, Dr. Joe and Dr. Betty, go ahead.
I was going to say I wrote an article about this very same thing some years ago. In other words, it started off as far as the questions, why don't people wonder why all the books say poison?
Right.
Why do 100% almost scientific peer-reviewed studies say it's all bad, dangerous, and can cause cancer and
right.
and everything from sudden cardiac death to seizures?
Right.
You know, why did they allow the FDA to break the law? For instance, with Dr. Adrian Gross telling the senator that they violated the law because aspartame caused brain tumors against the violation of the Delaney law, and that they shouldn't have been able to set an ADI.
Right.
And words that should never, ever, ever be forgotten. And if the FDA violates its own laws, who is left to protect the public?
Right.
And I just used the ones. So
those are all very good points, but I'd like you to ask me a question right now. You've been in this battle, what, almost, I think, 30 years? Ask me a question you haven't had from any of your scientists, any of your doctors, same with Dr. Elid, that you want to ask, but you don't know if there's a way to find an answer. Go ahead.
Well, I have personally written probably 50 questions or 100 to the FDA, and I can't get them to answer.
Well, and ask the toughest of all those questions. Ask me the toughest one or two, and then we'll continue on the next, because we have a few minutes in this segment. But I want people to understand we need to parse the problem down to its underlying constituents, and the only way to that is not think we have the answers to everything, but we have better questions. Go ahead.
Yes, well, that is my question, and I wrote it.
You mean why do they not respond?
Why will the FDA emphatically refuse to answer the questions if they are so safe? And I went so far as to draw up 26 of them, go down to Newt Gingrich's office and spend quite a bit of time with him, gave him the records. Dr. Roberts sent him a book. Everything on it showed him that it was a poison, and say, here's 26 questions.
Well, let me give you the answer then.
Answer.
Let me give you the answer. Number one, when you're dealing with politicians, you're dealing with people that are basically narcissists, many times in secret orders, and even if they wanted to do something themselves with their own will, they know that they'd be sanctioned if they raise certain issues inside the government. Because the underlying plan of the government and secret orders is population reduction, sterilization, and the New World Order. And if you don't understand the breadth of this and the control of our politicians and our regulatory agencies, like the, as you coined them, the fatal drugs allowed, you don't understand that we're under evil. You know, they say under God. Unfortunately, the United States is run by lawyers, politicians, and scientists are evil. Great.
difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
welcome back. And we have Dr. Joe Elid here. Dr. Joe has a question. And go and frame it, Dr. Joe, as to what you'd like to see me, if I can frame an answer and a plan. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Bill. Thanks for having us all on again. I appreciate it. So one question regarding the aspartame problem. I think most people have heard something bad about it, but then maybe some of those people have talked to their doctor and said, no, it's not a problem. What would you say, or how would you motivate somebody who knows little to nothing about this? How would you motivate them to develop an inquisitive approach of tackling this for themselves and for their loved ones? I mean, because we can only do so much from where we are. I mean, we cannot reach 7 billion, 8 billion people.
We can in a way, but let me explain how we do it. Okay. Yep. It's the same thing as prayer. Prayer basically is the most powerful thing you can do in the world, because it's your soul speaking reverse speech to the souls of other people that their souls will hear. So when you pray a positive intention field, just like we're doing right now to pray out to get the truth to people, the first thing is we've got to change people's worldview. Now, there's a couple of videos are out there available. So the first thing I would say is that video, it's the one that you mentioned all the time, Dr. Betty. What's it called? Is it called Sweet Misery, I think it is?
Oh, the movie, Sweet Misery, A Poison World.
That's a good way to start. Because I think what people need to understand is, how did this toxin get released into the food supply in the first place, and why did Mr. Rumsfeld use his markers with the FDA to get it approved? And then understanding, the second thing I would raise is, do they understand there's enough studies that show the toxic effects of it that causes many health problems? And the primary thing is, like you said in the first segment here, Dr. Ben, people, the first thing that they find out is, you don't need to do a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. Stop exposure and see how many people just get better, get out of the wheelchairs, their brain comes back, their cardiac arrhythmia improves, their blood sugars normalize, their peripheral neuropathy gets better. Just people that have stopped exposure to the biotoxin have improved. And the third thing I would say to people is, they say, you need to challenge with questions to the people of authority in the FDA and your local authorities and the bottling companies, why do you use this? Are there other alternatives to say things just like sugar or stevia or monk fruit? Why do you use something like this when there's adequate evidence that it decays to toxins? For example, methyl alcohol, which when it degrades in the human person actually will turn to formaldehyde to formaldehyde their brain. This is a fact. It's a chemical fact. It decays to diketopiperazine and formaldehyde. And why do you think, and here's the primary thing that's going on with this, because if you compare kids, for example, who live in Mexico and don't get aspartame, don't get vaccines, they have 1/5 the incidence of juvenile diabetes, ADD, ADHD, autoimmunity, and cancer. 1/5. They get lots of bugs in their diet and everything. And the reason is, when you have aspartame, it acts as an adjuvant. Now, adjuvants are in most vaccines, which is why I'm against most vaccines. They're either chemicals or heavy metals, and they attach to protein to make them more immunogenic. They attach to food proteins to make them more likely to produce a food allergy, immediate or delayed reaction. They attach to body proteins to cause autoimmunity, and they attach to stealth pathogens to cause stealth pathogen autoimmunity, or to paralyze your immune system so you get a chronic stealth infection that can trigger off cancer, vascular disease, etc. So the adjuvant effect affects pathogens, food, and you, your proteins. Now, we have to understand this is not by mistake. This is the fourth area you have to understand. We want them to actually see the documents and show this is part of an agenda. It's not just, oh, the nanny state wants to take care of you, all right? It's like, the big bad wolf, you know? He's in grandma's clothes, but you can see a snout sticking out of grandma's handkerchief. And he's got grandma's hat on, but he smells like a wolf. And you've got to understand that when you're in the rocking chair and he's rockabye baby and the wolf's got you, he's planning on getting you ready for dinner. And you're the main course. People need to start understanding that the globalists that are behind all this, that run our governments and our banks and our medical institutions, and they're trying to turn our doctors into spitznut white coat officers. You know already, as a hospitalist, if you step out of line and do treatments that are not approved by the hospital or the state licensing authority, you're going to get whacked, okay? Mm-hmm. I had enough of it, okay? I had journalists like Stephen Kimber, who wrote an article in 2008, and the liar did not interview me. Try to pretend he did. He's a senior professor of journalism in Nova Scotia, and he whacked me because, of course, I went after another guy who was a a criminal in Nova Scotia, and of course, after me, because he figured, hey, somebody whistleblew and said, hey, there's this guy Deagle living back in Halifax from the States, and he's whistleblowing at 9/11 and other things. See, the medical system in America makes more money than all the next six industries on the entire planet. So you have to understand, you got to convince the public of, you are like the sheep getting ready for the abattoir, and you're getting braying lessons by the churches and by the politicians. They're teaching you how to go, and you're walking around the side of a building with a curved wall, and at the end of your future selves are beheaded, de-gutted, and hanging upside down on a meat hook. Now, the average public doesn't want to believe that the world is that much against them, but they should understand. When you have public institutions like, I think on the 9th of September, they passed a law here in California, forced vaccinating kids so they can't go to school, and they actually have in their documents from Richard Pan and others, and I got this from Dr. Dan Harper and from other doctors right here in California, doctors who gave consent certificates to people who could not be vaccinated are going to have their license pulled. Now, you have to understand, the system wants totalitarian control. You can call it socialist on one hand, or communist, or totalitarian complete state. It doesn't matter what label you want. They want to treat us like cyber animals in a cyber pet zoo. And they want to kill a lot of us and poison us and reduce our IQ and take away our autonomy. And they want us to get sick. And most of the healthcare system is what I call embalming care. You know, they talk about Obamacare. They got the spelling wrong. It's not Obamacare. It's embalming care. Do you like that? And you see that as a fat hospitalist, I'm sure you could apply nutraceuticals. Like if you gave me a case, I could reduce, say, from 8 drugs to 2 or 3 drugs. All right? And these are chronic conditions that need to have dietary changes, lifestyle changes, maybe deal with obstructive apnea, figuring out what the metabolic and problems are, why they're depressed, why they're demented, what's the cause of their dementia? Do they have vascular dementia, neurotransmitter dementia, or demyelinating dementia? I guarantee you most of the work you're seeing in hospitals, do they check out the cause of why somebody's getting calcified conduction pathways in the heart? Not to just rush into doing an ablation study. And by the way, the doctors are sloppy. They don't do a transesophageal echocardiogram to find out if they have clots in their right atrium. They'll zip across their left atrium through an ostium secundum flap valve that 25% of the population has. If you don't do a transesophageal echo when you zap somebody, you're going to throw a clot to their brain and they're going to have a stroke. Now, right. As a medical legal doctor, I can tell you, doctors get away with hell because the public doesn't know what they do. I do. That's why when I get a medical legal case, it's over. I never have to do a video depo and or fly somewhere. I review the case and either there is substance to it or not. And the problem is that the medical profession, if you have an MD or DO, you're 10 times to 11 times more likely to be a serial killer. Now, you know that as a doctor in hospitals, that's the truth, not a lie. Okay? And the system basically wants to turn doctors totally into white-coated spitzots officers. So in California, the doctors are asking people, their children or the patient, how many guns do you have in your house? So the same people that are populating and controlling sweeteners or food additives or whatever, letting, for example, Mount Satan, I call Mount Sandow, Mount Satan, who's taken over, by the way, by the German company that actually bought Monsanto last year, people need to understand their agenda is to dumb us down, sterilize us, and have us die early with toxic polypharmacy. That's the way it is, okay? So you don't have to be, I tell people, don't be nice to people. Put them in a state of shock, and if they are ticked off at you 2 or 3 months, that's fine. They're going to come back after they watch Sweet Misery or some other documents which you can send them. Maintain a line of communication. Keep checking back with them every so many weeks. Did you watch the movie? Did you check this document out? Did you check that one out? And you feed it to them, and slowly they're going to come out of their sleep, and the first thing they're going to do is they're going to have what I call a network moment. You know the movie Network where the guy says, I'm angry as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore and I'm going to throw my TV out the window? Well, people need to get a network moment. And the problem is, they're asleep, you know. They're in the arms of the wolf and, you know, and grandma's already dead and been buried and her body tissues have been eaten by the wolf. And the wolf found you because we got you back to the house because he tracked your crumbs back to grandma's house. And he's ready to eat the grandchildren, too. So people want to assume the government takes care of them, or the churches really know what's going on, or their medical schools and residency programs are arming them with the technology to understand what the cause of disease is. They want to hide it. They don't want you to find the cause of disease, and they don't want you to find innovative or less expensive ways to treat it. For example, I can treat cardiac bypass without a bypass surgery or stents to regrow new arteries. I do it right now. I can treat cancer with other alternative therapy. Now, if I do recommend IPT therapy, I recommend the RGCC test in Greece. We have a cancer vaccine that Trump allowed, which kills the allows your body to attack the blood vessels of cancer that have different antigens. We have GCMAF. You know what they did in Europe? The regulatory authorities went after the labs and actually invaded them and jailed the people that are concentrating granulocyte macrophage activation factor from healthy people that'll stop you from getting cancer. So you have to understand the global agenda here is to shorten your life, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. And if you don't believe that, and you got to kind of get in people's face. You got to expect a little spittle. I'm a man of spittle. I'm a lick spittle man, okay? If you don't tick people off and make them say, I hate your guts, Deagle. Who do you think you are? And then after they look at documents for a while, they go, oh my God, Deagle, you actually care for me. You told me the truth. That might take months or years, but there's a break point at which they're going to, like it says in the Bible, they will hang on your tsetse like those hanging on the tsetse of a high priest who has blood spattered on it, who's begging to find out what the heck is next. Because, for example, right now they had to pour in $250 billion into the economic system for the bubble economy because the speculative economy is blowing up. You know right now the EFSA is trying to do this. You guarantee that the food industry is freaking out because it's not just aspartame, it's Splenda, Advantame, Azosulfam. They add to a Northern California company to their cider. It's all the toxic pesticides. Now they got a big lawsuit for $3 billion, lawsuits against them for causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The public are waking up. They're coming out of their slumber, and they're having their network moment. They're mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore, and they're not going to get the full truth except at shows like mine with amazing people like Dr. Betty and yourself, Dr. Elid. That's why I tell doctors that are in regular medicine, migrate out to functional medicine, get away from the beast. The beast is trying to make sure you're a minion to shorten people's lives and do toxic polypharmacy. And if you step out of line and do things like even praying with terminal patients, they're going to get mad at you. How dare you pray with a patient that's dying? Okay, I had that actually happen. Okay? And they tried to attribute that I caused the death of a patient, for example, that killed himself after I discharged him because he caused positive drug benzylagonine in his system. I discharged him. He got drugs from the university hospital and his illegal drugs he was taking because he's a criminal. And he killed himself. And the state licensing authority recommended they sue me, and as part of their complaint, they actually pulled my license for 2 weeks, and two of my patients killed themselves because I couldn't take care of their pain. I was trying to get them into interventional pain clinics to do spinal pumps and stimulators. So you got to understand, the system is freaking evil. They don't give a crap about the population. And if you don't get that, and you got to get in people's face to kind of make them kind of, oh, I didn't hear this on the news. My doctor wouldn't say that. Your doctor is playing the game. They're terrified that if they open their yap, they're going to lose their license and their ability to go on vacation. And their mortgage on their home. And maybe they're in debt up to their eyeball because the current medical doctor owes $250,000 by the time they graduate. Duh. Dr. Diggle is pure.
Dr. Bill, there is a way to do this. When we started off, you know, we were talking about the fact that all these people that had were using aspartame, had all these problems, got off, and they got well, walked out of wheelchairs. But do you realize, in that particular scenario, this was not just international, I mean, just in America, it was all over the world, is that we won. Monsanto in 2000 could not cut out the fire and sold the company. That's when it was sold, because the more and more the publicity got out, when they say there's no such thing as bad publicity, it's really true in many, many senses, because they would say, hey, you know what, that person says she was in a wheelchair and she walked right out of it, aspartame.
Yeah, you have to understand that when we bring up issues, even people that aren't necessarily always right, I'm not always right, but I raise really good questions. But when you raise issues that they don't like, you get banned. Like, I've been banned from Twitter for 6 weeks for no good reason. I had a URL trying to set up yesterday when I talked about the Nephilim. The URL's not acceptable. You can't post that to Facebook.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
But there are, but if you put all the ideas together,
we're going to come back. Here we are. And welcome back. And we have Dr. Betty Martini and Dr. Joey Lid. Now, Dr. Betty, you may have a great idea, I think, and I'm going to frame it this way. I think there's 3 parts to the system you want to have to collect data from people. Number one, go for 6 weeks and record a diary of your symptoms every day. Number two, have a list of symptoms that you can actually list off the percentage of reduction after you stop the aspartame, and have that 20 list check off the percentage for each day. And number three, get a blood test done, which I'm going to have available in the next few weeks, to measure your HSA antibody tests. We'll also see if we can get a panel of autoantibodies against not only foods, but also different organs. You have to understand aspartame and similar molecules like azathioprine, sodium cyclamate, etc., are adjuvants. They attach to body proteins, stealth pathogens in your own tissues, and they actually cause autoimmunity, food allergy, okay, and allergic reactions in general, and they cause leaky gut syndrome, and they also cause increased free radicals that can trigger off cancer, heart disease, and many other problems, including dementia. And in children, they can trigger off leaky gut and leaky brain, blood-brain barrier, triggering off ADD, ADHD, and what's called Asperger syndrome. People need to realize the explosion of these is directly parallel to these toxic sweeteners, isn't it? And sometimes it's a mama in utero, the baby's been exposed to it and had their brain damaged in utero even by small amounts of it. So what people should start realizing is we can document this. And if we got, say, a few thousand people that did the simple documentation of a daily diary and a checklist, and then they decided if they wanted to really advance, get a blood test done, which I'll make available in the next month, they could actually do a test to say, hey, this is my HSA antibody against aspartame or Splenda, Advantame, etc., or even MSG. And we'll actually measure their antibody titers, and if we have a panel of autoimmune antibodies against different target organs, like liver, kidney, spleen, brain, and food allergens, more common food allergens, because this makes more foods more immunogenic. So a lot of these people have got everything from food allergy to leaky gut to breakdown blood-brain barrier to neurotransmitter problems and circulating cytokines, and their immune system cells are paralyzed to fight stealth infections, which can trigger off cancer, vascular disease, and autoimmunity. People need to realize this is all one big mess. It's not just a simple thing. It's more complex than that, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're an expert, as you've seen personally, how your doctors are lost when they
see of all these things. The interaction of taking all these people and hospitals and give them drugs like they did me.
But,
aspartame.
I can parse it down. I can parse it down. For example, if somebody has CNS symptoms, I can measure their organic acids and platelet levels of bioamines and neurotransmitters. I can measure their specific mineral imbalances in their body with blood tests and quantum testing. I can measure a quantitative EEG to look at their coherence patterns in different parts of their cortex and voltages. I can do a T1 weighted MRI scan to look for myelination disturbances caused by the toxins causing dysmyelination, which is the reason why in countries like Britain, where they probably have a lot of toxic sweeteners and electro pollution, they have a high amount of now dementia. It's the number one cause of death in Britain. And what people should start understanding is these things in their totality are going to shorten human lifespan, lower IQ, and lower fertility. And this is part of the agenda. It's not a peripheral thing. It's central. And it's very shocking to tell people that you're a sheep and you're about to be sent to the abattoir. They don't want to hear that. They think, Dr. Deagle, you're a conspiracy theorist. You ruined my day. I want your day to be good because you're awake now and you're not going to be a sheep going to the abattoir. Dr. Ely, do you have any questions? Go ahead.
We were talking earlier, you wanted me to posit some difficult questions, and this is a topic not really related to the current aspartame discussion, but I think it's important because a very heated topic of debate right now is the use of cannabis. And what are your thoughts on the use of cannabis? I mean, just opening remarks, or do you have a gestalt?
Look, quick response. Number one, 7% of people who take cannabis become psychotic, either become violent killers or suicidally depressed. Cannabis causes dissociative psychological problems, so you become less productive, less focused in your career, and you become useless. But 7% become actually psychotic. And you can do gene snip analysis to find who's more likely to become psychotic. If you're going to give something, give CBD oil, which, by the way, a number of states still have laws against CBD. CBD is not bad, but you got to make sure it contains no Delta-9 THC or other molecules that can affect your neuropsychiatric status. So there are...
So dronabinol is an analog or a homolog of CBD, right?
Right. So here's the thing. I tell people, I don't want to see magic mushrooms or marijuana illegal. I think CBD oil is fine. It's just hemp oil. But the problem is that even alcohol is dangerous, but CBD oil is perfectly fine. And the danger comes when you give something that has Delta-9 THC that disturbs your normal worldview by affecting your psyche. One of the things that I got exposed to when I went many years ago with my first wife was I went to Hawaii, and I got exposed to what's called Thai root, which they call, Aokolihau is the actual Hawaiian name for it, which means basically you'll be on your pants. You know, you're going to do yourself. And I just take a shot of it, and within minutes, I was getting visual hallucinations where it's my arm would go, and I'd see rainbows and weird. And then all of a sudden, I was getting what's called neuropsychological crossover, where you could actually start seeing colors, and they would turn into sounds. They would actually cross over from auditory from visual to auditory. People need to understand you can't function in a real world that's got a lot of data coming in if you're disturbed in your ability to even perceive reality. A lot of people can't cope with it. They can't. They already are on the edge of decompensating anyway because of their upbringing and their previous genetics and nutritional status. So the idea of putting marijuana out there, it's no different than the move Brave New World where they put out Soma to paralyze the population, because the real goal of Soma was to reduce the population, sterilize them, and eventually turn a lot of the people, like this guy, this professor in Sweden, turn them into food, you know, make them into Soylent Green tablets, okay? So the fact is, people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. I said, you know, I'll give you enough documents that you're going to choke on the documents, just like you do, Dr. Betty. The fact is, you've got to get in people's faces, you got to get them a little angry at you for a bit, too. And you got to show that while they're angry at you, you're still showing compassion. You're going to send another stream of documents and check back to see how they're doing. See, you got to show the compassion of continued relationship, even if they want to spit on you or say, who the hell are you, and say lots of epithets that are nasty. You have to receive your dosage of nastiness from people that don't want to accept the truth, because it's too shocking to hear these things, that your churches, your regulatory agencies, your politicians, your medical schools are all in the game, let's put it that way.
You know, what I would like to see is that, you know, just thousands of people write the FDA with a copy to their congressman,
right,
asking why it is that they allow aspartame that requires a PKU warning in 17 dairy products unlabeled. That's illegal, completely
right,
against the law, and be able to put it out through the FDA so the children will get it in school. And
right,
there's one FDA agent said, I would ask to get them to drink their milk. And I said, but why do you think you just took it off? It's because we've taught them not to drink their milk. They might be getting aspartame, or to put chocolate milk. So this is the reason, but this is what happens. And I noticed that when they were discussing the thing, that they were talking about, you know, a few thousand complaints,
right,
you know, when a half a dozen or 10 times that many had come in the thousands,
right,
over 130,000, I think, complaints had come in. But it didn't matter. It could have been amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what we need. We need an interface.
Anything.
We need an interface agency, just like when we have our red box laws about notifying somebody's mentally ill so they shouldn't get anything sharper than a pencil. We need a red box law for aspartame. In other words, a digital agency that can track people's complaints to these agencies and make sure they get a response. You see, it's one thing, 1,000 people or 100,000 sent a letter. We want some way of actually tracking to see if that letter got a response and put it up on a collecting board, let's say, a clearance board. If we have that kind
of
digital...
Well, I'll tell you what doesn't work, calling them and saying, I didn't get a response.
No, we need more than that.
Doesn't work.
We need something that comes from an authoritarian clearing by, you know, a clearing agency that can take those 10,000 or 100,000 complaints, track them and see what kind of response. Who responded? What did they say? And collect and categorize the responses and show the lack of either candor, the lack of scientific rigor, and the lack of due diligence in their responses, and categorize and analyze it. And that's what we need so that people can realize this is what you got. In other words, you went to a doctor and he really was an undertaker. Right? Same with our agencies.
Right.
Why does the FDA... including former FDA people who actually left the agency and tried to tell the truth about this. You probably know some of those people too, right?
You're right.
Yeah. The Fate of Drugs Allowed people, right? Or I've changed the name. I have one that's even nastier. I call it the Federal Death Agency.
And
then the response you got, you told me
a few...
Yeah.
And the last time that I wrote them, I said, now I want an answer for these questions that have gone unanswered for 30 years.
Right.
And they sent me a note back and said that if you didn't like our answer, you're most welcome to write our ombudsman. Anyway, right. So I write him, and I get a letter back, you know, with a few technical terms on it that has nothing to do with what I asked for to begin
right.
with, and that says that if you want this response answered, we will allow it 2 minutes. That's in writing. In other words,
yeah, in other words,
give them 2 minutes. That's what they'll give us.
2 minutes, yeah.
The world.
But yeah, you know what the 2 minutes is? That's the Delphi technique. In other words, they want you to shut up. It's called the shut. The thing is that Dr. Betty, just like me and Dr. Elid, who I've discovered now, we all contain a genetic and mental anomaly. We lack what's called the shut up gene. We're not willing to take, we lack the shut-up gene, which means we're not willing to take their blather of, I'm going to give you 2 minutes, isn't that good enough? When they say, guess what? I want you to have a complete answer to answer my questions, whether it's 20 hours. And they don't want to give you an answer because if you gave an answer, you can pick it apart and actually say, you know what? You lack science, candor, decency, and you're actually promulgating evil and poisoning the population. How dare you? How about we want private lawsuits against the actual individuals in the FDA, not just the agency. That's what I do, it's the pro se litigant action, where we sue the agents and the politicians and the functionaries in the government that do this evil. It's not just an agency. It's populated by people that can be personally sued. Duh. You start personal lawsuits against the agents inside these agencies, that would bring the house down, wouldn't it? It'd be like taking a power saw and filing out the 2x4s to hold the roof in. The whole roof of their agency would fall in. Right?
Well, I am very happy that just in the last week, I've had 10 or 15 people, when I go to say aspartame before I can get it out of my mouth,
right.
Oh, yes, we've heard it was never proven safe. It's always been bad. We would never use it again. And I think,
right.
you know, the word has gotten out because of the past two studies
right.
that have recently been done, which go along with all the rest of them that, you know, that yeah. have been done over
exactly.
the past over 30 years.
Right,
and
exactly.
what they have found, and they all go together. And I don't know what somebody's going to do, but somebody's going to have to do something.
But you know what? I have a feeling if we have pro se litigant actions, we have people that start to document as we stop aspartame, like we mentioned in this earlier segment. If we have a collective way of clearing all these things through a clearing agency, like an individual would do the digital follow up to make sure we actually track all this stuff and categorize it and put together the data, guess what? We shall slay the beast of aspartame and toxic sweeteners of death. From the federal death agency.
Well, I tell you what, get out your sword and come see my office because every bit of information you need is there.
I know it is.
Dr. Robert,
Mission Possible World Health International, WPWHI.
Which is most appropriate.